afternoon. Welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You're listening to Jeanette. We are covering at the minute for a different show, but I have a guest temporarily with me, Safia.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to the show. Okay, so basically, there's been a lot of stuff on the news recently, and we're here to kind of get your views and get your insights and think about, as a community, what we can do to help prevent this. Well, to start off, I'll give you the phone number. The studio hotline is 01484 817705, and the mobile number for our WhatsApp and text messages are 07444 202155. So, for many of you out there, and possibly Safia, you may or may not have heard of this. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of it? About the child?
Yeah.
So basically, the radio station is based in Huddersfield, right? And so anything that happens in Huddersfield is very close to us. Anything bad, we're disappointed, and there anything good, we rejoice and celebrate. But unfortunately, a couple of days ago, a video was released of a child, a Syrian refugee child, being bullied at school, and he was kind of pinned to the ground, and water was shoved in his face, so he almost couldn't breathe and stuff.
His
sister got bullied so much that she felt she had to
commit suicide.
She wasn't
successful.
It's a really heartbreaking moment for the community about how kind of damaging this is for the future generation and stuff. So that's basically the story. And then overnight, a GoFundMe page was set up. To kind of help support the child's family and making sure this kind of thing doesn't happen again, and kind of show a different perspective on the different views we have in Britain. Mm-hmm. And it was to show solidarity. I can't even say the word. Towards this child and how kind of damaging it is. Mm-hmm. Do you have any insight towards what happened and stuff, Safia?
Well, I know that he's obviously from Syria, so mm-hmm. he was put allocated to Huddersfield, mm-hmm. I think from the UN mm-hmm. initiative. Mm-hmm. So he obviously, I don't know how long he's been here, mm-hmm. but from the video, he looks like, you know, a quiet child, you know, probably doesn't speak much English. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, you know, he came from Syria, which is like a bad place right now, mm-hmm. to come to Britain, mm-hmm. and, you know, to be bullied like that.
Yeah,
that's not even bullying, that's like the worst thing you can do. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never seen that at school, mm-hmm. from a 16-year-old.
Yeah,
so it's like, you know, what's going on, mm-hmm. and why are these kids, you know, where they're getting this from, why are mm-hmm. they doing it? Mm-hmm. You know, it should mm-hmm. be stopped.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So that's Safia's take on it, and that's a kind of brief overview of what happened. What we're going to do is we're going to leave you with the next song. It's Lahore by Guru Randhawa. The music didn't quite go with it, but we'll change it, no worries. So if you want to call in, the studio hotline is 01484 817705, and the mobile number is 07444 202155. You're listening to Radio Sangam, and we'll see you after the song. Good afternoon, welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. After Tamza's show, we've turned a bit serious, so I apologise if there's a massive difference, but we're here to talk about very massive community issues that are happening right now. One of them is a child who got bullied in a local school here in Huddersfield, and the incident happened over a month ago, but it's only just, the video got released last night, and there's been a massive kind of poll from the public about the video and what happened and stuff like that. Basically, a child was bullied in a field near on a school ground, and basically he was pinned to the ground and water was shoved in his face, like almost like a waterboarding technique. And there were 16-year-olds, so they were all minors, but this is a very kind of adult thing that happened.
Yeah.
And on the video, there's like loads of people, or loads of students anyway, coming around.
Yeah, just standing and not doing anything. Yeah. It's kind of upsetting because I thought, you know, they'd intervene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you would expect some intervention from the people surrounding. And I know a while back, we're going a few, like 3 decades ago, where a woman was getting raped in the middle of a block of flats, and loads of people came out, they watched it happen, but they didn't do anything. And it's like, it was called like a bystander bias or something. And we don't expect that to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, what would you do in that situation if you saw someone being bullied?
If I knew I couldn't help the victim personally, I'd call, you know, police, mm-hmm. you know, or ask someone for help if I can, you know, if we both can, like, you know, help the person that's being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
But don't just, you know, stand around and just video it. Mm-hmm. It's not really going to do anything. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, this happened on the, I think they said on the 25th of October this mm-hmm. year. And by, you know, if this video didn't get shared around and if it wasn't even made, mm-hmm. this one, no one would know about it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think the school would just, you know, ignore it as well.
Mm-hmm. They probably would have done. But The video was released last night, and it's had a massive pull. Someone even started a GoFundMe page. There's plenty of local people and local celebrities who have said that this is essentially wrong. Racism in schools shouldn't be a thing. Racism and acting upon it shouldn't be a thing in general. According to everyone. And
I think it's spread even more than just like across the UK, because mm-hmm. there's an American Syrian rapper mm-hmm. who's in America right now, and I've seen him retweet about it, mm-hmm. asking to get in touch.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's like, you know, going all over the world now because of how serious it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you want to join in on the discussion, the studio hotline is 01484817705, and the mobile number is 07444202155. If you want to bring in your views on the matter and just how this affects the community and how you feel you could help in any way, then just ideal, just call in, message in. We have a text number, we have a WhatsApp number, we're everywhere social media wise, Facebook and Instagram, wherever. Now, talking of social media,
mm-hmm.
We were looking, and this incident is trending. When we checked, it was trending 19th place, and now it's almost dropped off the trending list.
I can't see on the trending list on Twitter.
And then now the most trending is something about some celebrity getting a breakup or something, right?
I think it's Theresa May.
Oh yeah, it's Theresa May, so more political stuff. But like, it's a very serious matter, and it's very, very close to our hearts. As in, it shouldn't be happening in our schools, and it shouldn't be happening outside in general. I mean, is there any... How do you feel... as a young person in the mm-hmm. community, would we tackle things like racism and tackle things like bullying in schools?
With this incident, I think it stems from the parents, because apparently his mom was also, is a part of the EDL.
Mm-hmm.
And she was in the newspaper, I don't know how many years ago, for racially abusing an Asian lady. And I think, you know, he's learnt from her doing the mm-hmm. same thing. I was checking, like, you know, social media, and people have been saying that he's been sharing stuff from the EDL mm-hmm. and, you know, being racist online.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I've seen, you know, people who are understandably, like, angry,
mm-hmm.
and I get that, but to like hurl abuse, you mm-hmm. know, you're just in a way. Someone you know, tweeted saying that all this abuse going to him,
mm-hmm.
His attorney, his lawyer might use to help his case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
I mean, at the end of the day, these people are minors. I mean, do you think that makes a massive difference?
I think it does, because now he's scared that people will come and, you know, hurt him and, you know, to some extremes might even, you know, kill him. But that won't change anything, not really. You're just, you know, making yourselves look bad and you're not going to achieve much. Okay, you've got rid of one person, but the other people, you know, who think, you know, what they did was wrong, so let's avenge him.
And so do you think the main thing behind it is to do with education and educating them not to do this?
Yeah, I think it's educating, you know, like, you know, everyone's born with love, no one's born with hate. So, like, you hate someone for some reason. If you're educated about, you know, why they do something or learn about something that, you know, that's in their culture, you might understand why they do it and why you might not appreciate it. So I think it's, again, education, being educated on, you know, why people do stuff differently. Because, like, Asian culture is different to, you know, British culture. So it's always, like, having, like, a different perspective and, like, appreciating and respecting what they do, what we don't normally do. So it's something like that,
Yeah. I mean, so would you focus on teaching children not to bully and telling children that, look, we have very British values. British values are you respect one another no matter what you believe or how you believe it. And or would you more aim it towards the adults and telling the adults that, look, no matter what you've done for the past 20 years, what you're doing is wrong?
I feel like it should be both. Children always learn from the parents, so but then again, it should always, like, you should teach the parents and then you should teach the kids as well. And, like, make sure everyone knows that it's wrong to be racist and it's, like, wrong to, you know, bully someone because of that.
I mean, I think I think the problem is we're not, when we're raising children, we're not raising them as a community. And in a community, we have thousands and thousands of different views, one of which will be yours if you call in on 01484817705, or if you WhatsApp in 07444202155. My kind of take on this is that a community is supposed to be raising a child, right? In the community, you have many, many, many different viewpoints. There are so many, and you have so many different religions, you have so many different cultures merged into one. And if a child gets to see that range,
experience everything,
and experience everything, then they can have some kind of balanced viewpoint on the matter. So that's one of the views anyway, and that's kind of your view as well. I mean, the fact it wasn't trending for so long,
I think because it was, like, last night, it was or yesterday, it was, like, hugely trending. Maybe if I checked then, it would have been maybe in the top five, but I'm not sure. But in a way, it should still be trending, at least.
Because it's still obviously a massive problem, especially if it's affecting the youth and how the youth are being kind of brought up and what they're doing in schools. It's a massive thing. I mean, at school, you don't have the parents there. You don't have... You have very limited adult supervision. Right? There's, like, one teacher to 200 pupils. You know, that's not that's not fair in any regard, you know? And so, yeah, if you want to bring in a view on the matter and how you feel about racism and how we kind of have to prevent that within the community, then the studio hotline is 01484817705, and the studio hotline number is that, and then the WhatsApp number is 07444202155. We will see you after Nasibo Lal's song Me Marge. I'm not actually sure what that says, but after Nasibo Lal's song and after the breaks. See you very soon. Good afternoon. Welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You're listening to Janet. We're doing a very serious show today, very much based on the community and how we're supposed to help the community and how we prevent things like racism and stuff like that. I have Safia with me today.
Hello.
For the first hour anyways. So she'll be leaving at 3 o'clock. And we're going to be discussing kind of what happened in a local school here. A child was severely bullied and he was for being a refugee almost, and it's a very, very serious matter, and it's a very kind of important issue to raise within the community about how bad racism is and stuff. Now, Safia, during the break, you were re-watching the video of the incident.
Yeah.
And you were making a point of, like, why their faces were blurred out. Do you mind, like, explaining that to our listeners?
Well, I've seen on the GoFundMe, especially, the faces of both the boys, mm-hmm. the bully and the victim, blurred mm-hmm. out. But I'm just thinking, why is the bully, his face blurred out? Because, I mean, almost everyone's seen his face. They've mm-hmm. seen, they know his name, mm-hmm. they know where he lives, mm-hmm. you know. So, I mean, blurring it out is mm-hmm. not really going to do anything now that, you know, his personal information's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, doesn't that reflect as a society how if this, let's say this is actually being taken to court and it's going to be done in youth court, right?
Yeah.
And he's going to be tried as a young adult, I believe. But it kind of shows how massive social media is in impacting what the court does and how it proceeds and stuff mm-hmm. like that. I mean, would you say it's actually a hindrance that these people have found his address because he posted a picture of his local area and they found his address, they found his name all through social media? Mm. I mean, how do you think that plays a part in it?
Because, like, if someone actually does go to his house mm-hmm. and, you know, like, do something mm-hmm. to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, that will affect it because, mm-hmm. you know, now that could help his case. Now I'm like, he's being bullied and, I mean, it doesn't excuse what he's done, but mm-hmm. it could, like, give him, like, a lesser sentence mm-hmm. or something like that. I'm mm-hmm. not sure, but, you know, I don't know how they got his address, mm-hmm. but, you know, even I've been looking at some of, like, the comments under his pictures and mm-hmm. stuff, and they're, like, all really vile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, I get you're angry, but, you know, you're basically helping his case by bullying him online.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
And, like, you know, if someone was to, you know, go to the extreme and, like, literally go to his house and do something to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not really helping the case.
Of course not, no.
But this happened, like, almost a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, from, you know, nothing was said.
Mm-hmm.
No one's done anything. Mm-hmm. I've never heard of this. And then, for some reason, this all blew up. I don't know who, like, the main source of, like, who uploaded the picture, but, like, if that wasn't uploaded, no
one would have known about it.
Yeah, the school wouldn't have done anything. Mm-hmm. And I think that, obviously, I feel like the parents are, you know, a bit too uneducated because they're from Syria, so they don't know English. They probably don't know the English language as much, and mm-hmm. they don't know what to, you know, like, properly do something.
Mm-hmm.
So they would have just left it, you know. But what he's done is like a military tactic in getting information out of someone. Mm-hmm. So I feel like he should get tried as an adult.
Right.
Like, he's 16, he knows what's right and he knows what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And that's not what kids do.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you get, like, bullying in every school, like, mm-hmm. you know, like, having fights and something like that. But to actually use that technique is just wrong.
So do you have... I know earlier some of the listeners might have tuned in quite recently. And if they want to get in on the discussion, the studio hotline is 01484-817-705 and the mobile WhatsApp number is 07444-202-155. I know earlier you were saying that it could be heavily linked to what his parents believed in.
Yeah.
So do you feel that he should... I know you're saying he should be tried as an adult, but... Don't you think the parents should have some involvement in the court case as well? If you're linking it back to his family history and stuff.
Personally, I feel like, you know, obviously that's your kid who's done something wrong. And if you, you know, believe in the same thing, you're going to say he's innocent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just going to, like, make it out like, oh, look, all these Asian people and Middle Eastern people are now attacking us mm-hmm. for doing all this.
Mm-hmm.
And say it's much worse compared to what he's done, but I don't know. His parents will obviously have his back every single time. That's what parents do.
I think, though, obviously, because in the community we have such a wide range of views and such a wide range of cultures and backgrounds and stuff, but I think in every culture, violence is a no-go, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, violence, you don't do violence. And so... I think some people take the view of, yes, you can be racist. Yes, you can, as long as you don't act on it. What's your take on that?
I feel like, you know, everyone, or majority of everyone, is like, you know, racist behind doors.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think they, you know, they come out and like actually do it in the public, or like actually like do it to someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it could be subtle sometimes. Sometimes it's subtle, like, you know, you got invited to like an event and it's like a cultural event and you're like, no, it's not for me, I don't really want to go. But like every single time you get asked to go to that event, it's always a no. But you know, it's just it's my personal opinion, so I wouldn't take it as like factual that everyone's like that. But
yeah, I mean there have been plenty of studies that have said that that to some degree we are all slightly racist in our own. I know there was a television experiment a while back where they showed different cultures and ethnicities and stuff, and they kind of measured how their brain took the images and took the information in. And even the people who said we are totally not racist, like we
turned out to be,
turned out the most.
Yeah.
And it's kind of crazy because it's something that we can't help. Like, I guess some could say from an evolution kind of point of view that where we stick with our own because we know our own. Like, how do you feel that kind of affects the community, and how we can prevent that kind of ideology that that we should all stay in our own separate groups and stuff?
I feel like by doing that, you're just like diversifying us all and not bringing us together as one. Like, if we're like have our own beliefs and you have your own beliefs, just like stay over on that side and we'll stay on this side. It's not like coming together and understanding and respecting. You might not, you know, agree with what they're doing, but just respect it. Like, if it's not harming you or it's not like doing anything to harm someone else, it's okay, I guess. I was going to say something about all this.
No worries, that's fine. I mean, if you want to get in on the discussion, the studio hotline is 01484817705, and our WhatsApp number is 07444202155 if you want to get in on the discussion about what happened to these children in the local school and how we can possibly prevent that in today's society, and how we can adapt to these kind of situations, what we kind of learn from these situations, especially about how our children are being brought up and how all these different views affect our children and stuff. I know with Facebook, what they do is any kind of, if you share, let's say I share loads of comedy stuff on my Facebook timeline.
Yeah.
And then all Facebook give me is comedy stuff. They don't give me news reports. They don't give me anything factual. And so if it's been said that this child's been sharing very right-wing racist stuff on his timeline.
Yeah.
Then why would this be... Sorry, my train of thought went. So this Facebook thing is, it gives you what you want to see, basically.
Yeah, basically.
And so how do you think that really affects us?
It's like, you know, when I'm scrolling through my timeline, I see like memes and stuff and like funny videos, rarely see any news. So it's like with Facebook, it's like tailored to what you like. It's like if you like three memes or something, they'll give you more of it. And like if you, let's say this guy was sharing right wing stuff, obviously he's gonna look at more of it. But I feel like, you know, on Twitter, I feel like I get a range because like you follow people and they like tweet and retweet like a load of stuff, and then you get promoted stuff at you as well. And obviously on trending, you get like certain stuff, and on the news bit of Twitter, you get like different sort of news stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like with Twitter, it's more like it's personalized, but it's like you get a bit of everything.
Do you think all social media should include that within their features and stuff.
Yeah, I'm not sure that Facebook has like a news section where you can like, even though you're not following any news source, you can like go onto that page and see what news are like trending right now. I feel like they should do that.
Yeah, if you want to join the discussion, our studio hotline is 01484817705 and our WhatsApp number is 07444202155. And talking of Twitter, Radio Sangam does have Twitter, and if you also want to mention your comment there, just put in hashtag Radio Sangam. We're happy to read them out and share your viewpoints with everyone else. We're gonna leave you to a song by Ataullahan, so have fun and enjoy. Good afternoon, welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. Thank you for being patient with us and waiting through the adverts and stuff. So today we're talking about a very serious community issue. I'm Jeanette and you're listening to Radio Sangam. But today we're talking about a very, very serious community issue that happened a month ago, but it was only broadcasted online last night. Now, this thing has been trending on Twitter, on social media, on every single social media app you can think of. Everyone's talking about it. It's about a school child who is a refugee who got severely bullied in school. He was pinned to the ground and water was thrown in his face, pretty much. And so there's been so many different views on it. We had Safia earlier, thank you very much, for putting in your view and putting in kind of how you feel about the situation, how we can as a community try and help this not happen again. We've had an insight come through to one of our listeners, from one of our listeners, so thank you for putting in some of your viewpoints, who has a young child who will be going to school very soon. And she is kind of very worried about this environment of the school situation and how she, as a parent, feels that it's not completely safe to be sending your child to school in these kind of situations. And how she feels that schools aren't doing enough, because you can't 100% blame a parent on how a child acts. Because if a child is, let's say, 11, but it has the mind of a 16-year-old, then, and they're behaving like a 16-year-old, then they should be taught like a 16-year-old. Because she believes that in today's society, children are growing up far faster than how they would do normally. And it's a very interesting topic, and it's very close to everyone in the community. And if you want to get in contact with us, the mobile number is 01484817705 and the mobile number is 07444202155. If you have Twitter, then just say your viewpoint and just put in hashtag Radio Sangam. We will be reading them out very soon. And if you have Facebook, you can like our Facebook page. And we're on Instagram, so follow us on there. Anything you can think of, we're there. Just follow us, like and share. So, yeah, that's basically one of the main viewpoints about how this happened in school. This happened a month ago, and if this wasn't brought to the public's attention, nothing would have been done about it. Now, we've had quite a range of viewpoints about what the school should have done, what the parents should have done, how the child should be tried, almost. And it's a very, very interesting thing how, because it's such a basic kind of subject, racism is a very basic thing, and we all agree it shouldn't be happening on a general level. The majority of people agree it shouldn't be happening, yet it still happens, and people still carry out their beliefs in a way that affects other people. If you want to get in contact, the mobile number is 07444202155 and the studio hotline is 01484817705. Share your views, share your insights. I will leave you to a song. Enjoy it. Good afternoon, welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. I'm Jeanette, and we're having a kind of community discussion about this recent thing that happened in Huddersfield. So our studio hotline number is 01484817705 and our mobile and WhatsApp number is 07444202155. Now, if you've just tuned in, there's a recent incident that happened within the community, and basically a child was being bullied at school, and an older child of 16 came up to him, pinned him to the ground, and shoved water in his face, pretty much. And the bullied Syrian refugee child got up and walked away. Now, we've had a younger person's approach. Safia, thank you very much for joining us. And now we have a parent's approach. So, Selena, welcome.
Hi.
Hi. Okay. You saw the video last night, I'm taking it, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. And how did you feel about the whole situation? What was your initial reaction to watching the video?
Well, I watched the video before I actually read mm-hmm. about it, and I was heartbroken, mm-hmm. absolutely heartbroken. Like, I don't even know this little boy, but seeing mm-hmm. how another child has treated him mm-hmm. at school mm-hmm. is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah.
And as a parent, it's worrying. Like, when we send our children to school, where, like, they should be safe in mm-hmm. in our mind. They're going to school, we know where they are, they're fine, they should be having fun
mm-hmm.
and this child's clearly not having fun, and yeah. a sister as well.
Yeah,
that is it is honestly heartbreaking and disgusting behavior.
Yeah. I mean, how do you feel, like, you have a child at home, yeah. right? And how old is she?
She's 2.5.
So how do you feel in future generations to come, how do you think she'll be treated going into
well
schools?
I'm hoping mm-hmm. she will be treated fairly, because mm-hmm. she is biracial, she's mixed, mm-hmm. so you know, I'm hoping, because this has drawn so much attention, mm-hmm. we're going to get this situation sorted now,
yeah.
for future references, mm-hmm. but if not, it's worrying,
yeah.
like, you worry, don't you?
Yeah.
It's not fair. Every children should be safeguarded yeah. properly and be made to feel safe when mm-hmm. they're going to school, mm-hmm. whereas this poor little boy's clearly kept it to himself, because no one was none the wiser mm-hmm. until this has gone viral. And I think it's disgusting.
How do you think, as a parent, you'd feel more comfortable in sending your child to school? Like, what kind of procedures do you want to be put in place in order for this not to happen again?
Well, I feel like they clearly need mentors in school, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Especially due to, like, bullying, people should feel, even if they are being bullied and they can't tell the family, they should be able to have a go-to in school, someone that they feel comfortable with and safe telling mm-hmm. them, but also knowing this person's going to take it on board and put something into action so this bullying stops.
Yeah.
Because there's always telling someone, and then you're hoping something's going to happen and not gets done.
Mm-hmm.
You're still going to school every day,
yeah.
being bullied by the same people, you're telling people and not happening, so you just lose hope, don't you? Mm-hmm. And clearly this little boy and girl
yeah.
have lost hope because they've kept it to themselves.
Yeah.
And I think it's mad how it's only come to light because it's been shared on social networking, social
definitely.
Media.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you were saying, I know we had a discussion earlier, and before you were saying that if you were in school, you would have done things differently. So how would you have acted in that exact situation?
Well, if I was a pupil or a teacher.
If you were a pupil.
A pupil, me personally, if I saw that happening, mm-hmm. I wouldn't have been standing around. I would have been helping that little boy off mm-hmm. the floor, because that's just me in general. Like,
yeah.
I don't think laughing or not, because how would you like it if someone were doing that to you? It wouldn't be funny then, would it? So
no,
why
true.
Is it funny
mm-hmm.
when somebody twice the size of somebody else is violently throwing them on the floor, headbutting them, then throwing water in the face mm-hmm. and saying, I'll drown you?
Yeah.
Who even does that? Why true. Is a child doing that to another child?
Mm-hmm.
Like, pouring water in the face?
Mm-hmm.
That's what military people do.
Yeah.
How is this happening? How is the world turning like this?
I
just don't understand.
Yeah. All right, cool. So if you want to get in on the discussion, our studio hotline number is 01484817705 and our mobile number is 07444202155. We will see you shortly after this song. Hello there, welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. We're discussing some community issues. I'm Jeanette and I have Selena, a local parent, on with me.
Hi guys.
Hello. So before the breaks, we were talking about kind of how you would feel taking your child to school. And we talked very much about the school environment. And so now I want to kind of take it to, as a community, in your home, how do you feel about the kind of the racism and how the situation kind of folded out? I mean, community wise, how do you feel it affected you?
Well, it just makes you feel not safe, really, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could go to a shop and get abuse, racial abuse, for being biracial myself, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's not on that our day and age now. Race shouldn't be on the table.
Like, mm-hmm.
that's done and dusted years ago.
Yeah.
Everyone's equal and everyone should see everyone as one.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you've come from a different country don't mean you're not worth as much as what anybody else should be.
True.
Like that little boy, bless him, they've immigrated over here. He had no choice from what were going on in his country. So then why should he be penalised for that, which he had no choice in?
True.
Because he's had to go to a school, he should feel more than welcome and comfortable to be in that school and in that community for that matter, you know?
So, I mean, as a parent, and you're saying you're biracial yourself, right? So if you experience that, and if you see another person being bullied in the street, because in a school environment, there's a very clear kind of hierarchy. You tell the teacher, you tell the head teacher, things go to your parents. But out on the street, what do you do?
Well, I mean, me personally, all I could do is either step in at the time and say that's not right, you know. But it's a matter of point, what can you do? Mm-hmm. Because then people are like, well, who are you and why are you getting involved, you know?
Yeah.
So it is a hard one.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the most you could do is get a description of the person and report them to the police and hopefully... At least
attempt to stop
them. And at least attempt to, but then you could be putting yourself in danger, so...
All right, this might sound really weird, but there's been a few case studies and kind of they did a TV kind of experiment where it showed that everyone is slightly racist. And so if everyone is slightly racist, these people have acted upon their racism.
Right.
So do you feel that everyone is slightly racist?
It depends in what terms and context you're saying it. Because me personally, I wouldn't say I'm a racist. I see everyone as one person just because what colour you are, race, like, religion.
Yeah.
You're just still a human being, aren't you? You're not worth any more than
would
me.
Would you encourage your child to have the same viewpoint?
Of course. Yeah. That'll be installed in my child. She will never look at someone and think she's better than them or lower than them due to the colour of her skin, religion. Oh, never. And I think any other parent that wants the best for the child should be doing the same, no matter what race they are, religion, or anything.
And if a child is kind of brought up in this kind, in a one viewpoint household, how would that child be able to see those different cultures, see those different viewpoints? As a parent, how would you want your child to be open towards that? So, I mean, in schools, would you want more encouragement of different people coming in, sharing their viewpoints, allowing children to have that discussion?
Yeah, that would be a really good point to do, you know, so then they're actually seeing it, experiencing it, hearing people's stories from that, so they get more of an understanding, because to some children it's just a word, but that word can absolutely beat somebody up and they'll take it on board and they'll star it, you know.
Yeah, and as you were saying that children, they have, from what you've seen from your child, any kind of horrific experience or any kind of thing that shocked them, they remember for life.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. And that has struck them for life. So, like, this little boy could be 10, 20 years from now. This situation that's happened, that's gone viral, that'll probably stay with him for the rest of his life now.
True.
And that's not a good memory to have, and he shouldn't even have a memory like that. Because it's not fair. Why? That's happened to him because he's come from Syria. Well, he's entitled to go to a normal school like everybody else, live in the same community as everyone else and live a normal life like everyone else. Why should you be penalised because of where you come from and who you are? You should be proud of who you are without.
Yeah. And what would you say to other parents who currently have children growing up and currently have children going through the school system? What would you say to other parents?
Just, we need as parents to make sure that our children feel comfortable within who they are, they know right from wrong, and to be strong enough to speak up and stand out when they do see people being bullied, even if it's just being bullying from how they look down to race. They should feel comfortable enough and strong enough as a person to say, do you know what, no, that's not right, and I don't agree with that, and I don't like that, and I'm going to report you for that. You know, because kids, you get drawn into, we all know from being at school, you get drawn into, I'll just follow because they're doing it, because everyone else is doing it. It seems right, even though deep down you know it's not. You could go home feeling right bad, but you've still done it, and the fact you haven't stopped that situation, you're just as bad as them. Whereas if you have that one person that stands up and says, no, you're not doing that to them, I don't agree with that, everyone's going to be shocked, like, well, why didn't I do that? So as a parent, I think it is a big thing that children are installed in equal rights. because that's what it's down to. Nobody's better than anybody else because of who you are. You might have more money, but that still don't mean you're better than another person who's poor. Everybody is a person. You're all a human, and we should be treated as one. So as a parent, like, I'll be making sure it is installed in my child, like, everyone is equal. We don't agree with bullying, and if you see it happening, be that bigger person to step up and say, no, that's not right.
And on social media and stuff, people have found the bully's social media accounts. So they found his Instagram, they found his Facebook and everything like that. And even people have posted his address online. They've posted his address, what he looks like, even his contact details, everything. And there's plenty of people threatening to beat him up, threatening to kill him. What do you feel about that?
I can see, obviously, it has angered and infuriated a lot of people due to parents, like, just normal citizens. It has affected everyone, but unfortunately this is just what goes on in day-to-day life, and this video has actually brought it to light. So yeah, they are going to be angry. I was infuriated and it broke my heart when I saw that, but two wrongs don't make a right, because then what's that showing everyone? He's done this and he needs to be punished for this, but people being violent back, it's just a circle going round. We're not actually getting anywhere. So in a sense, I can see people are saying it out of anger. Do they really mean it? Probably not to a degree, but still, it shouldn't be said, because then what's it showing everybody else?
Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you
so much for, like, showing a parent's viewpoint on it.
Oh, thank you.
And if anyone else wants to join the discussion, we had Amara during the song who called in and said it's a very nice discussion and he's enjoying that sitting wherever he's sitting. And so if you want to call in, the studio hotline number is 01484 817705, and the mobile number is 07444202155. We will see you after the Isha Adhan and after a few adverts, and we'll be back on. Good afternoon, welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. You're listening to Jinnat. I'm here talking about some community issues that have been happening at the minute. We've had someone come in talking from the youth's perspective. We've had a parent coming in talking from the parent's perspective. I was hoping to get a teacher in, but they've kind of disappeared on me at the minute. Hi, Saheem from India. It's nice to hear you're listening to the show. And over the breaks, we had Abu Bakr from Islamabad call in and enjoy the discussion. If you want to get in on the discussion, the number to contact is 01484 817705, and the mobile number is 07444202155. I'm Jinnat. And so we're going to be talking about a big community issue that happened recently. Basically, a child went into school, and the child is a Syrian refugee, and he was bullied by a 16-year-old child, and he was thrown to the ground, and water was shoved in his face, and the refugee child just stood up and walked away. And we've had many different responses from different people around the world, kind of thing. And we had Safia on earlier, who was saying that it's the school's problem, it's the parents' problem, this shouldn't be allowed to happen. We've had Selena on, who is worried about her own children going up. We've had Selena on who is worried about her child being put in the school system and their child being bullied, and their child being bullied even on the streets. And Selena was also saying that it's not actually completely the parents' fault, it's not completely the community's fault. It is essentially, this is the child's problem as well. And Selena was saying that in the school environment, she's wanting to see more of a range of what's given to their children. So she wants to see that different political views are shown to their children, that children are taught from a very young age that everyone should be treated equally, there should be no racism, that many different things should be shown. As I said, if you want to join in the discussion and tell us what your viewpoints are about it, about racism, and about how it should be tackled, within our schools, within our community, and we have a new generation coming along. They're growing up a lot faster than we have. They're seeing more things than we do. They're being more exposed to everything. They're everywhere on social media, on any kind of device. They're being exposed to so much. They are growing up so quickly because they have so many different viewpoints and so many different things thrown at them 24/7. The information is being thrown at them 24/7. And so it's important that we kind of show them the way and what information to collect, what information to take in, and how that kind of changes the way they form. So the studio hotline number is 01484 817705, and our mobile number is 07444202155. And again, during the breaks, Faisal's mum, thank you for getting into contact. There was a mistake on the system that said there was Isha Adhan. I apologise so much. We've got a while for Isha yet, but Maghrib's coming up very, very soon, and hope you enjoy the next song. Welcome back to Radio Sangam 107.9 FM. That was a song by Gurdasman. Today we are discussing something that's very, very important to the community, and something that has directly affected the community quite recently in the news. A video was posted online last night where a child was being bullied in school, and he was pinned to the ground and water was thrown in his face. The child was a Syrian refugee who's being bullied by a 16-year-old. Now, over the song, we had Gurbachan call in, and he says that he thinks this is a good discussion, so thank you. But he says, it's a group problem. You can't only blame one person. You have to teach children not to fight, and if they do, they have to fight back. It's a problem collectively as a society. We shouldn't be encouraging this, and we should be able to raise this child so they don't come with these kind of one point of view, which is a very, very good point. So thank you very much for calling in. He was driving, so he couldn't stay on for very long, but thank you very, very much. Thank you, Saheem, for contacting us during the songs, saying good songs, and we're enjoying the show, so thank you very much. Thank you to Faisal's mum, who contacted during the show as well. And thank you to Abu Bakr in Islamabad, who was also enjoying the discussion. Now, we're going to be milking the very, very last few seconds of this discussion. So the studio hotline number is 01484 817705, and the mobile number is 07444202155. This discussion, it's a very, very important thing to be having, especially as a community, because we see so many different things happen. We're in a community where so many different views are available to us, with so many different cultures and everything like that. And it's important that we raise our children to see that there are many, many different people in the world, and we have to accept what they do. As long as they don't harm us, as long as their views are kind of kept to there and we kept to themselves, and we accept each other for who we are. It's been a very, very kind of main thing throughout the show, where we've had Safia on in the beginning, who was very much like, the school should have been doing something. Selena, one of the parents, was saying a very, very similar thing. But again, they both brought it back towards the community and how we're raising our own children within that community, and how important it is, and how important it is that we encourage an idea, a viewpoint that we're all one, and we all should be treating each other like how we would want to be treated ourselves. So I thank everyone who has been listening to the show and who have interacted with us. You're listening to Radio Sangam. I've been Janet. Our studio hotline number is 01484 817705, and our mobile number is 07444202155. Up next is